Hello everyone, welcome to the mini. I am recording from my very cold bedroom right now. I have this thing about like my apartment is older and so it takes quite a bit to heat it, so I tend not to heat it and just layer up and drink hot drinks like tea and coffee. And so I am currently clutching my coffee cup as I am figuring out what to say to everyone. And recently I've kind of had like a bit of a, I don't know if it's just the work that I've been doing recently, I felt a little uninspired. And like, what do you do when you are uninspired? I guess maybe I need some ideas of like how to bring that zest back, how to bring that motivation back in other areas. Like, I feel like this podcast has no trouble personally. I'm doing more work, I'm putting more time into it, but I have other areas, you know, I coach clients for exercise, you know, and I'm studying for my tests, and sometimes I'm just sitting there and I'm just saying, oh my goodness, like, I just feel so uninspired sometimes. And so how do I get that back? How do I push myself? Do I push myself through it? Do I have to step away? Like, I don't really want to have to step away, but is that what I have to do to move forward? Like, I guess I'm just at a loss of like how this works for me. And so if anyone has any insight or any knowledge, I would love it if you could share it with me, because I'm kind of grasping at straws right now, I guess. I am trying to start a podcast with a friend right now. I'm feeling some support for it and some not support for it. And I guess I just need to figure out, like, you know, what direction do I want to take the podcast and how do I want to do this? Because it is hard, you know? And, like, I think for a long time I really enjoy having conversations with people. You know, I just love talking, and like, I don't know if people who know me will know, like, I'm pretty shy when you first meet me, but I can really open up to people, and I just enjoy asking questions and learning more about people's lives. And, you know, I've had these moments of, how is this podcast better with one? Is it better with two? Is it better if I only bring on guests and we have two people interviewing one guest? And how does that work? Does that work well? Does it not work well? I guess I'm just figuring out all these things. Obviously, this finance podcast will stay on. I am not going to, like, leave you or anything. Don't worry. But I guess I'm just figuring out the logistics and wondering how exactly it'll fit. So it's kind of what I wanted to come up at with you guys. You know, we all want to be the best version of ourselves. It's just like working towards that, making that a goal, making that, like, setting that intention every day and doing that can be tough, but I think it is manageable and it is doable. So I want to talk real fast about the library. And you're like, oh my goodness, I haven't heard about the library in forever. I thought that was a thing of the past. Well, no, it is not. It is not a thing of the past. I have found the wonders of the public library recently, and oh my goodness. So I got myself a library card. What I did not know that you can do at the library is rent cookbooks. I've been renting books about homesteading. I've been renting, you know, fiction books, nonfiction books. It is so much easier than buying it. And also it's cheaper. It's free. Like, if you live in the city that has a good library, it's free for you. So, you know, take advantage of the library. Like, I don't think enough people do. I honestly don't think enough people do. And I think that I was one of the youngest people standing in that library line. And maybe more people are reading their books in different methods. Great, like, that's awesome. You know, I love Audible, I love ebooks, but, you know, take advantage of what is free in your town, you know, and maybe you'll find something awesome. Maybe you'll find recipes that you've never found on Pinterest. Maybe you'll find awesome ideas for crafts or homesteading or, you know, business, and you just would not have come across that had you not rented that specific book from the library. So I have an undergraduate degree, right? And Throughout my bachelor's, I would spend a lot of time in the library, and I really didn't think about the fact that the library doesn't have, like, is it just filled with boring old, books for research? I did a lot of projects on philosophy, and I had to sit in the library reading through philosophy books, and I absolutely loved it, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. But I just didn't think about the fact that, oh, this library also has these really awesome books. It has movies. It has, access to ebooks. So, you know what? Consider getting a library card today. I did it. I absolutely love my library card. So check it out. If you are in finance and you just want to read books about business, it's not a thing of the past. Books are still a thing. I think the way that we consume books are different. But I think that they still are highly, highly important, and we can, I don't know, we can value from this. So I'd encourage you to and challenge yourself, get a library card today, take advantage of it. It's awesome. Couldn't recommend it more.